Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
And welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue along with Kevin Wooden, the Montana State Billings women, coming off a split on the road as they had a nice win to start off their road trip over Central Washington, 71-60, then fell a little bit short against Western Washington, 86-73. Coach, let's first of all focus on that first game. Nice start to the road trip, and again, we've talked about how tough this GNAC conference is. Had to be pleased to get your road portion of the schedule started off with a win.
Yeah, we played very well. Central Washington's a very good team, especially at home, and we were able to play a very solid first half. I really liked the focus of our players, and I think we took a 11 or 12 point lead into halftime, and we're able to kind of just keep them away from us in the second half. The game kind of ebb and flowed in the second half, but our energy that day was very, very impressive, and we were happy with the win.
You know, we've talked about that, and it's really been kind of a mystery, I know, to you, and certainly probably to some Yellow Jacket fans as well, and to myself, and the fact that you have tended to get off to some pretty good starts on the road, where at home, you know, slow starts have been, a bit of a bugaboo for you. What were you all doing differently there in that first game against Central Washington that allowed you to kind of get out to that lead?
Really weren't doing anything different, just doing things better. We just had very good concentration, especially on the defensive end, and we were able to make them take some shots that maybe they weren't capable of making, and then we were rebounding well. We rebounded very good all weekend, and when we do that, that gives us a great chance to win.
It is interesting. You bring up an interesting point. I think sometimes, you know, we tend to overthink things, and, you know, I love the interviews when they'll ask a coach, at halftime, whether it be a football game or what have you, and they're trailing by about 7 or 10 or what have you, and they'll say, well, what do you got to do different? What sort of adjustments do you have to make? And they say, really nothing. We just have to do better at tackling or doing whatever. And sometimes that's just the case, isn't it? It's not a matter of throwing a bunch of new stuff. It's just a matter of doing what you do and doing it better.
No, that's exactly right. You make small adjustments, but you don't reinvent the wheel during the season. You have to trust with what you're teaching and who your players are, and you just have to concentrate and do things better, and we were able to do that.
Talking about that first game, Alira Carpenter with another nice game, and Jen Smith, I believe, had another good game for you. That was two really good games in a row. I know she's been struggling with some shoulder problems, but again, the veterans for you, the seniors, really stepping up in these big-time games.
Yeah, all three of our seniors are playing very good in the games. Jatan Metters had a great game there. I think she had six assists and with zero turnovers. She really helped us out a lot. She's really upped her playing level a lot. And Jen Smith played very consistent. Alira hit a lot of big shots for us and did some things on the other end as well. So anytime you can get strong play from your senior leaders, that's going to help you, as far as the rest of the team and give you a better chance of winning.
I want to ask you a little bit, talk a little bit about Jatan, because I think it's an interesting case, and I think she's a lot like maybe Jen Smith was last year. You know, Jen Smith always tended to get a lot of boards for you, but I think a lot of times, unless you were at the game, you just didn't realize how good Jen Smith was. I think that's sometimes the way it is with Jatan, too. It doesn't always necessarily show up in the statistics. Talk about kind of her role on the team and maybe some of those things beyond the things where you can just pick up a box score and take a look at what Jatan brings to your lineup.
Well, Jatan brings a lot. First thing is, usually we look at the other team and who their best perimeter player is, and that becomes her focus. And so a lot of the things that she does are defensive. She takes the best player from the other team and usually negates that. An example would be on Saturday, she guarded Dunbar, who was averaging 19 points in conference play, and held her to single digits. So defensively, she's a big part of our game plan. And then offensively, I think she's become much more aggressive. I think in high school, she was a very kind of a patient player, and even for here for a couple of years, and at times we've just talked to her about maybe taking more chances and attacking the basket, and she's been able to do that, and she's always had the ability to stick a three-pointer here or there, but I think she's gotten better with the between game and with her driving game, and I'm real proud of the way she's playing.
You know, up to this point, you've had such great bench play. How'd the bench play for you on this particular trip?
You know, the bench did very well. I didn't give them maybe as much of a chance the first night as I should have, or could have. I don't know if should have is the right word. But the second day, they did help us a lot. And there's just several people that coming in and giving us some good minutes here or there. If we're going to play on the road and play a up-tempo style, I have to remember to go to the bench and get those fresh legs.
Yellow Jacket Coach, a show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins Family Restaurants, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets Company. We'll be back with the second part of the Coach's Show coming up next.
Who hot?
What's hot?
Who hot?
Who hot?
That's right. Who hot? The exciting Mongolian grill concept that's conquering the nation, and Billings will not be spared.
Mongolian grill?
Who hot Mongolian grill has over 50 fresh meats, vegetables, noodles grilled before your very eyes. Choose from 12 specialty sauces or create your own. From simple soy to super hot Kung Pao Yao. Grab a bowl and load up. Repeat as necessary.
Who hot Mongolian grill? King Avenue West, Billings.
Where hunger meets its destiny.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adablu, along with head coach for the Montana State Billings women, Kevin Wooden, coming off a split on the road. We've talked about your victory over Central Washington, a nice 71-60 win. A couple of nights later, you head to Western Washington. I know another very good team in the GNAC, and you fall a little short in that one, 86-73. But again, when you take a look at the first half and you take a look at the second half, it appears this was a pretty competitive game throughout.
It really was. I think we played better on Saturday than we did on Thursday. That's just how good Western Washington is. I mean, they're bigger, and they have great speed throughout, and they have great depth. They're just one of the top talents in the league. I would put them talent-wise right with SPU and Anchorage at this point. But we played a very determined game. We were down 10 at half, and we really just fought very hard and did a lot of good things in the second half. I think we cut it to 4 at one point, but they were able to hold us off, and they deserved to win. I mean, they shot 100% for the game from the free throw line. I don't remember if it was 16 for 16 or 18 for 18, but over the last couple minutes when we had to foul, they just kept making shots. So give them credit, and hopefully when they come here we can turn the table, but they have an excellent team.
Now, they have a, you said they were a taller team, but Kayla Ryan had a nice game for her. I know she scored in double figures, had a number of rebounds as well. Again, a work in progress. Kayla Ryan, just a sophomore out of Big Timber, but she's had some big games for you and seems to continue to be putting up some decent numbers.
Kayla did. She had a great weekend. I thought she was more physical and just worked very hard on both ends of the floor, and has really shown improvement over her play in the previous week. So I hope that's a sign of things to come. She will sometimes be playing against people bigger, sometimes a little bit less, but she's made some nice improvements and did have a great weekend.
I would think, and correct me if I'm wrong, obviously it's an adjustment for any player coming out of high school, and of course she is a sophomore now. But I would think from the standpoint, if you're a great shooting guard, you know, coming out of high school, it might be a little bit easier of an adjustment for you, because if you can hit a three in high school, I know it's a little farther back. But basically, if you're a good outside shooter in high school, maybe you got to put it up a little quicker, but you're going to be pretty good in college too. From the standpoint of a post player, I would assume that it's a tougher adjustment just because you're going against gals. You know, in high school, I assume at Big Timber, she was probably the tough kid underneath. Now she's going up against bigger gals, stronger gals. So I would think it'd be a bigger adjustment for a post player. Is that a fair assessment?
I don't know. I think it's a big adjustment either position. I mean, just play against people that are more elite athletes. They're bigger and stronger and faster than the ones you played against in high school. But you have to continue to get better yourself, both on and off the court with your training. And Kayla has a wide array of different offensive moves that she can use. And she has had improved a lot. You have to be able to face the basket as a post player in college, whereas in high school, I think you can play mostly just back to the basket. And she's made that adjustment very well. And she, as a sophomore, she's right on schedule. She's going to be, I believe, a very good player here for her entire career.
That's one thing I've noticed with the post players. The post players aren't just a matter when it comes to facing the basket. I think one thing that allows them to do is it probably allows them to see the court a little better, and then they almost turn into a guard from the standpoint of maybe getting an assist or two for you during the ball game as well.
Yeah, and it's, you just have to have that move, because in college a lot of teams double team from different ways, and it allows you to see the floor and get the ball to the weak side. But if you possess that step-out move, and really if you can hit that jump shot, you just make things a lot easier for yourself and your teammates.
Well, 500 in the GNAC, and the reason I bring that up, because, again, I was looking at the statistics and I was looking at the standings, and nobody's really running away with it right now. I mean, everybody's kind of bunched together. We've talked about it before, but in this GNAC conference, teams do tend to kind of beat each other up, don't they, road and away?
Yeah, it's going to be a journey. It's not just a sprint, and we had a difficult home loss last week to Western Oregon. They came in and got one against us, and what I liked is I liked the way we responded on the road. We got one and played well in the other game, but there's just too many games to try to figure out where you stand. Hopefully we can get one again on the road. This will be a very tough trip, but and then we'll have some home games, but you just have to kind of play them as they come and see where you're at.
All right, we're going to talk about that road trip coming up. The Yellow Jacket Coaches Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, SignPro, Perkins Family Restaurants, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets Company. We'll be back with the third segment of the Coaches Show coming up next.
Where can you find Yellow Jacket apparel and memorabilia? It's all at Jackets and Company. They've got you covered. Everything from that t-shirt to that special Yellow Jacket coffee mug to that really special doodad you just know you have to have. Why not go now? That item you were thinking about buying is just sitting there waiting for you. Go ahead. They're right around the corner with 5 Beezer's locations to serve you. They've got it. You know it. Jackets and Company on campus, downtown, and online at www.jacketsandcompany.com.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Kevin Wooden. Doesn't get any easier. Coming up this week on Thursday, you're at Northwest Nazarene, a team you beat here at home, and then you're going to be taking on Seattle Pacific, a team that just played a great game against you here at Alterowitz. First of all, let's talk about Northwest Nazarene. The second time you've seen a team, does that change anything? Because I would imagine that you've had a chance to look at them. They've had a chance to look at you. Any special adjustments being made heading into this game without giving anything away?
We'll make some adjustments just as a staff and with our players that we can improve upon from the first time. But they're undefeated at home. In the GNAC, they're very good, very talented, well coached. So we will, just have to go there and compete, and it won't be anything like it was here. But we understand that, and if we can do the things we do, I think we have a great chance of winning.
Well, certainly we hope it's different on the road in Seattle Pacific than it was here. I thought the performance they had in that game was just something else. It just seemed like that was a night. And even talking to a couple of the players and the coaches after the game, they said, yeah, it was just one of those nights where they really seemed to be on. They were even a little bit surprised at how well they played. When you go on the road now against a team that, frankly, beat you pretty good at home, what's the general mentality of the team looking forward to taking on SPU again?
For sure, we're excited about the opportunity. I mean, they're one of the top teams in the country, so we'll have to play well. Last year, we under the same circumstances, we played very well and lost in the last minute there. So they shot the ball extremely well here. I know this past weekend they were victorious in one of their games, but they barely beat Fairbanks. It had to come from behind, and then they lost a close one to Anchorage. When in neither of those games they shot very well. We just happened to, when they were here, that we caught them on a hot night, especially in the second half. So there's nothing, you could take nothing for granted. They will be at home, and I'm sure they're going to play well. We know that we're going to have to play a very good game to have a chance to win, but that's definitely our plan.
Particularly from a defensive standpoint, they did a great job on the perimeter. Will there be an extra focus perhaps this game, again, without giving anything away, not that they'll be listening to the coaches show, but to kind of try to cut down on some of those threes they were hitting. And at times they hit those, frankly, when you're right in their face, admittedly.
I don't think so. Statistically, they had several people just shoot the best game of their season. I mean, if you look at what they did even this past weekend, it was more back to normal. We just caught them on a hot night, and if you try to just contain the perimeter on them, then they got the post players to go with it. So you just have to adjust as the game goes, but we'll look forward to playing them.
Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, been brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt, Chevrolet, Hummer, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets and Company. Best of luck to you this weekend, and looking forward to your next home game coming up February 7th against Alaska Anchorage. Good luck, Coach.
Thank you very much.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.